Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
That was Drake May with us earlier in the show. If you missed it, we ran it again. But if you missed it both times, you can check it out on the Odyssey app. Just look for WEEI Afternoons. And you can search through all the chapters of the show, including the Drake May interview, the Jonathan Jones interview, or any other segment that you may have liked. Also, I listened again. He ends by saying, no, it's not a problem, but he says it's a problem like two or three times before that.
Correct.
It's a I think he says it's a problem.
He
does talk quickly.
He talks quickly.
But I think he said that.
And I think he was being honest and then realized I probably should change this answer.
Not say
bit.
That I have a problem. Right?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a problem.
And you said it was a problem before you said you wouldn't say it was a problem, which is weird.
Do you think it's a problem?
It's worth watching, worth monitoring. I'm not sure it's a problem right now. If you made me list the Patriots' problems, Drake May's turnovers would be way down the list.
Okay, but how about Drake May's problems?
Oh, is that his biggest problem?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But maybe that's not the thing that's the reason why the team's 3-9. But if we're talking about the development of Drake May, it's a problem in his development, right? I mean,
No.
No, you'd say no.
It's his yes, no. No, yes. It's his biggest problem right now, but I think it's an expected problem for virtually every rookie quarterback,
right.
Especially a guy who, if we lean into and not totally forget, there were questions about his experience and how much he's played and, you know, how he's going to transition to the NFL. So I find it hard to believe that a guy that shouldn't play for 2 years is going to play right away and not turn the ball over. Right. So if there is some truth to Orlovsky's original comments that this is a guy that shouldn't play for 2 years, there's so much work to be done on him. Isn't it fair to say, well, he's playing in his first year, so there's probably going to be turnovers and mistakes. And that it happens for every young quarterback, but
right.
Also based on his, you know, makeup or skill set. So it is.
It's not happening to every rookie, even this year. I mean, Nixon, Daniels have played in more games and have fewer turnovers
yes,
than him. So
that
I mean,
is true.
It's not every rookie quarterback,
and they're not done,
and they're not that young either. They're both.
Well, that's
like,
the other thing.
You know, they're not like young quarterbacks.
One guy played
like
2 years. One guy played. They both completed five.
Right.
So he's a you know way behind
yeah,
them. In
Daniels
terms of experience.
At Arizona State and Nick's just played. Yeah,
and they're also right. Not done.
Mm-hmm.
I think rookie mistakes can come in bunches, can come in chunks, and then can go away. I also think we've said this ad nauseum, but they're in better situations. They both have offensive coaches with schemes that are far more storied and respected and
definitely.
Adored than him. They both have better players than him. Like, I watched that Terry McLaurin catch and run. It's like, oh, that'd be nice.
The end of that game was insane.
It was drunk, as the announcer said.
That was a wild, wild finish.
It was.
First of all, the Hail Mary, the touchdown, missing the extra point, and then the onside kick touchdown back the other way. A lot of bettors were, I think, throwing up as that was all going on.
The Turpin spin move, video game-like spin move.
Unnecessary spin. Didn't have to
Very
do that.
Weird. And also,
and then he's just gone.
Could end the way it did, which is gone. I also think that could end with him dying.
Yeah, right.
Like, if there's a guy running down full speed and you spin into him and don't see him coming, you could die on a football field. So I wouldn't use that go to that move one too many times. But no, that was a ridiculous game. But the Terry McLaurin is better than anything they have. Mm-hmm. Like, so there's Cortland Sutton is better than anything they have. That's
yeah, he's not great, but
he's better than anything they have.
That's true.
He'd
yeah.
be a one here. Mm-hmm. He's not a one, but he'd be your one. I feel like we say that about everybody.
Right. I still think they'd be 3-9 with Cortland Sutton on this team, but sure.
They might be.
Yeah.
But I feel like I watched it yesterday. Bo Nix throws it up to him. He goes up and gets it.
Yep.
I'm not sure you have that ability here. And then I watched Sean Payton's put on a few, huh? He could use an awakened one.
Yeah, and he still has a small head, so you really notice it. Like the small
he's getting
head,
the Belichickian kind of like broad chest, but he ran out on the field like all excited. I was like, whoa, a little thick, a little roundness to Sean Payton that didn't used to be there.
A little jiggle on the
a lot of jiggle. Yeah. A lot of boobs jiggling there. So are you worried about his turnovers? I want you on the record. Brian's worried. He's nodding in the background. No one asked, but
I am. I'm worried. I'm not freaking out, and I don't think that they should not make him their franchise quarterback or anything, but it is something that I worry about. It was a thing about him in college, and everyone has basically told me, and I was the only one with any misgivings about drafting him, but everybody told me, well, any problems that he has in his rookie year, he'll work them out.
Choked up talking
about he's not going to be a mistake repeater, right? I mean, that's the thing. He's not an error repeater. He's going to learn from his mistakes, and he's not going to do it all year, and by this time next year, with a different cast around him and whatever else, he's going to be a more mature quarterback. He won't turn the ball over as much.
Well,
and I don't know. I don't know that that's true. I don't know that he's not an error repeater.
I think we're seeing
him repeat some errors here. He's like not
what?
Taking good care of the ball.
Well,
when he sees the blitz bearing down on him and he's trying to still throw these lousy passes and not getting it out of bounds or not going down and taking a sack, like those are mistakes that he's made more than once.
If that ball doesn't get tipped and it gets to Antonio Gibson and he picks up 17 yards, aren't you praising him for hanging in there and making a play?
Sure.
But it didn't. I know it didn't. You don't have to. I know you. I can see you. I know you. It's only been a few months, but I'm starting to know you. I knew you were ready to pounce there.
All right. But
if
that's you give that me fine a, if line. Grandma had balls, she'd be grandpa hypothetical. What am I supposed to say?
But when was the last time he did that same mistake?
That same mistake?
Yeah. And that's where I think
the interception against Tennessee, I thought, was not good either. I mean, that's when he did on the sideline, right? Wasn't that the Tennessee game where he just lobbed it up there and they said, oh, no, it's got to be a tuba ball? Wasn't that in the Tennessee game?
Was that the Bears game?
Maybe it was the Bears game. Well, whatever. He's done it before is
he's
the point.
But I think
also,
that's
in that game, he also had that fumble, which you said was his worst play of the season.
Which, this game?
In this game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
And that was another one where he could have gone down with it and taken better care of the ball.
He also had another fumble that was a forward pass. It was very close.
Right. Yeah,
he could have had a second fumble on
the could have. But you're asking, am I worried about it? Sure, I'm not going to ignore it.
Well, I'm not ignoring it, but I'm also not worried about it. He's a rookie quarterback on a crappy
not
football
a bad
team.
Sure, yeah.
Like, when I put those together, you know what I expect? Turnovers. Not a good-looking offense.
Mm-hmm.
Mistakes. Stress on him. And I think when they're talking about error repeater is reads and coverages and throwing to spots. Like, he just brought that up in our interview.
Right.
Like, I don't think I'm throwing into dumb spots. And I don't think he's done a lot of that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And
I don't think he's throwing the ball into team meetings, as you said.
Right.
Like, that's not what
like
he's done.
Zach Wilson stuff,
right.
I haven't
Mac
really
used
seen.
Mac used to do that. Like, he's not doing that.
Yeah. So, that's why I don't – do I want him to keep turning the ball over essentially twice a game? No, I do not. It's not sustainable. Don't do that. And we've already had the discussion. Bad Drake May is probably less personality Jameis Winston, right? Like making plays, doing crazy stuff, and then, and turning it over in the end and doing something dumb, right? Like that's what Jameis Winston was that year. He had like 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions or whatever. He balances it out.
Right.
I'm not at that point where I think he's going to be downside. I'm saying – only six games really into his career. He's making some mistakes with bad football around him. But I haven't the Mac stuff. You brought up the Mac stuff. The Dallas, where he throws across the field, gets away with it
and
once,
then does it again.
And then does it again. Like, that's an error repeater.
Right.
You didn't you touched the stove, you got burnt, and you said, I'm going to see if it's still hot kind of thing.
Sure.
I haven't seen that from Drake May.
Okay, that's fair. And I think that, in general, I'm not saying cut the guy, but you asked me, am I worried about it? If he wasn't doing it, I wouldn't worry about it. He is doing it, and he's doing it pretty much every week.
Do you think he's worried based on that answer?
Yeah.
A little bit.
It was a weird answer.
The way,
so I'm not
he,
really
the way he switched up in the middle tells me, yeah, he thought, oh God, I shouldn't say I have a problem with turnovers. It's not going to make me look good.
But the first step to fixing a problem is admitting you having one.
That's true. I would agree with that. 617-779-7937. To your phones we go. Pete's in the car. Hi, Pete.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. So, terrific. You know, I was of the light of keeping Drake May on the bench, so I have to say I was wrong. Presently surprised about how he's playing. And I think you just have to let him play. What he's learning and doing now, making mistakes, is the cost of playing him early. So I wouldn't read too much into his turnovers this year. Plus, the team blows around him. So how many of them are on him versus how many of them versus pressing? I say the one thing I do see in him, which I think is surprising me, it is his ability to read. I don't worry about mechanics. I don't worry about, you know, one particular decision-making. You can see that the guy can run the huddle and can run the plays and can see the field pre and post snap, and that's huge. And so that makes me believe that you got to keep Alex Van Pelt for next year. The worst thing you can do with this guy now, other than not giving him any better players next year, is to make him change his system. Don't change his system. Let him continue to develop with Van Pelt for at least one more year.
All right, thanks for the call, Pete. I sort of agree with you in principle about the idea of...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Consistency with offensive
yes.
coordinators, and we've already seen just in recent history Mac Jones go down in flames. Trevor Lawrence is kind of going down in flames. He's had different coordinators each year. May, even in college, had different coordinators from year to year, and he took a step down in his junior year, I thought. And, you know, listen, I mean, this is becoming sort of an issue in the NFL. Even Andy Dalton, back when he first started, he had a bunch of coordinators at the beginning of the year. And he, you know, he was a Pro Bowler once or twice, but never really got over the hump there. And maybe none of those guys are as good as Drake May. That's possible. But Drake May also does have a little bit of that bleep it, I'm going deep thing to him, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
he's got that gene, you know? And sometimes that can be great, but sometimes you can be Rex Grossman, you know? It's just that someone's down there somewhere, and you just huck it up. I don't think he's there yet, as you said. He's not throwing into big crowds of people or anything, but this is three games with the interception at the end of the game that effectively ended the game when it was still within reach. So, you know, I mean, you tell me. Like, I don't think that that's the end of the world. And as I've said many, many times, I was willing to accept the fact that he was going to make rookie mistakes. He's a rookie. But I'm not going to ignore them when they're happening on a weekly basis.
No, I'm not going to ignore him either. But I'm a ways away from being worried. I also think that guy you described, like that gene.
Yeah.
If you want the plays, you need the guy who grew up and kind of made the plays, and at some point he has to sort of weed out the ones that can no longer be made, right?
Right.
Like, I think that's a transition. My guess is he did stuff in high school that when he got to North Carolina, he realized, oh, I can't really get away with that anymore.
Right.
And just like he did stuff at North Carolina that I think he'll evolve and say, I can't get away with that anymore because everybody on the field is too good, too fast, can cover too much space in the back end. But you also want a guy that tries to make those plays, that has confidence in himself and his teammates to make plays. That we're kind of, that's where modern football is going.
Mm-hmm.
I think the trends are at least for this period of time, whether it goes back the other way at some point, like, you have to be willing to take some chances.
Yeah.
Now, the part about the coordinator I agree with, that's been a Brady thing for a while, the way you can ruin quarterbacks different ways, rush them onto the field, change systems and coaches too many times early. He talked a lot about it.
Yep.
One of his strengths was he was in the same offense the total time he was with the Patriots. Different guys, but like the same
running
basic
the same
offense.
Offense. Yeah.
If anything, it became a problem in the back end because no one else had been. And he's like 500 level classes when everybody else is 100 level, mm-hmm. and trying to marry it up didn't work. So some form or fashion, yes, I think Alex Van Pelt should be back next year. Can you middle it somehow by bringing another coach in and blending it, and could that work? I feel like it could.
Two offensive coordinators. Where have we heard this before? Ah, Patricia and Judge, yeah, that
yes,
works
but
good.
Neither of them were actually offensive coordinators.
Right, true.
I'm talking about keeping Van Pelt, but bringing in a Stefanski or a
who would
Dable.
Want to come here and be a co-coordinator with
well,
Van Pelt, though?
Stefanski gets canned, he's going to be looking for work.
Yes, but
when
he'd want to be
gets
in
canned,
control of the thing himself without having Van Pelt the assistant,
that's why
right?
I said I don't know if it can work.
Yeah. I'm just playing it out. Like, the guy, the Ben Johnsons of the world, and I don't think he'd be here for offensive coordinator, but, like, the hot names, the sexy offensive coordinator
no
names,
yeah.
You're not necessarily going to be, it's not a great pitch to say, we really want you here, but we also have this good relationship between Van Pelt and Drake May, and we don't really want you to infringe on it that much, so you're going to call the plays and do things behind the scene, but it's really going to be Van Pelt's show. No good guy's going to want to be a part of that.
And it probably, yeah. Even if a good guy wanted to be, it probably wouldn't work.
Right.
And that's, I understand that, but I also understand the logic of, Drake has a guy he seems to like and trust. Don't rip that out from underneath him in the first year.
Yeah.
So however you because I also feel like if you just keep it status quo, Alex Van Pelt is the be-all, end-all HC of the offense, I feel like we'll be talking about firing him in a year or two.
I would agree with that. I think it's going to come down to what Drake wants, and they'll probably put it on him. They don't know.
That's
not
fair.
I know it's not fair, but that's the way it is. He's the future of the team.
Jesus, we're
he's
putting
the main
everything
guy
on him.
Yeah. If I'm Mayo or Wolf or any of those guys, I'm sitting Drake May down and saying, listen, what do you really think about Alex Van Pelt? Do you think that this is your guy, or do you want some help, or what? I mean, I think
how
that
do you answer that question?
Honestly?
I'd feel like it was a Belichickian test to see if you're all in. Are you really a soldier, or are you like a...
There's like a two-way mirror.
Yes,
Van Pelt's
and
other
Van
side.
Pelt's right there. I wouldn't know how to answer that. I would hate that.
You don't think you should have any input in what happens with the offensive
not to
coaching
that level.
Staff?
I feel like you need to...
Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's just hiring
that's
and firing
different.
People every
and it
day.
Doesn't work.
It's true.
And I feel like, yes, in your exit interview at the end of the year, you have to try to have an honest conversation without asking him questions.
Because he's not going to come to them and say, we've got to get rid of this
no,
guy.
And I don't think you should even ask. It should be more like, so, what's your relationship with Alex like?
Yeah.
How did it compare to previous relationships with, who's that guy, Bob Christensen?
The guy.
How, you know, if you needed something different, what do you feel like you need to maximize your... You know, ask those questions without saying, hey, you want Alex back or you want me to can him right now? I'll do it. I'll go down the hall and can him right now. You just say the word. That's not fair to him.
I got a box right here.
Right.
David is in the car. Go ahead, David.
David!
I'm Drake May. Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Hi, David. Hello. How you doing?
You good?
Yes.
Hello.
Good, good. How you guys doing?
Terrific.
So I'm Drake May. So it is repetitive mistakes, which it is a concern. The one thing I say about Drake May that needs to be taught to him is he needs to be taught to be a pocket quarterback. I think the scrambling, we know he can do it. You know, what made Brady survive all those years, become as great as he did, is he played the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't have any other option.
Right, because he couldn't run.
But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
What about Russell Wilson and Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and all these guys that win?
Aside of Patrick Mahomes, how many Super Bowls do those guys have?
So you're telling me those guys aren't good? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not saying they're not good. The New England style of football and Drake May needs to learn how to play the pocket. You focus more.
Yeah. David,
learn how to read defense.
David, listen, yeah. I sort of agree with you. The only problem is he doesn't have a pocket because the pocket breaks down on every play. It's hard to make a guy be a pocket passer when there's no pocket for him to
jailbreak
out of. Yeah,
He's on the run.
He's running
for
his life.
That's the biggest issue. Hey, one more thing real quick. I think Gerard Mayo wants out.
Wants out?
Really?
Why do you say that?
I think so. The way his comments, the way he comments on things – I think he wants out. I would not be surprised.
Interesting.
I'm reading into it.
Thanks for the call, David.
You certainly
appreciate
are.
It. Sounds like it. Yeah,
I love it. I love the aggressive reading between the lines. I don't agree with it.
I wouldn't be surprised if he felt like that. Like, man, I am in over my head.
Yeah,
maybe.
But sometimes
if he wants out, that's different. Like that's saying, I want you to move on from me because I have another. Like he's Montgomery. It's got another job lined up.
No,
I don't think there's a lot of teams looking at Jerod Mayo and the job he's doing this year and thinking we got to get this guy in.
No, you
or
don't.
That he'll have. You know, like what's he doing?
If you go one and done, you're going to go down as one of the worst head coaches in the history of the league.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. Now, what I could see is him saying, I cannot wait for the season to be over so I can change X, Y, and Z, improve this, like build towards the future. I don't think he wants out. Especially, go back and listen on your Odyssey app to the Greg Hill Show interview with Jerod Mayo this morning. The way he ended in sort of an upbeat, jocular fashion when Greg was kind of somber, and he's like, there's nothing to be like, you guys ask me questions. I'm going to get better from this. I'm going to get better. I actually thought he ended on a very confident, upbeat tone this morning.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think he wants out at all.
He's not going to be one of the worst either. Chip Kelly exists. He was a one and done with two wins in San Francisco. Lovie Smith had that really bad.
Others.
I was reading about one and dones the other day. So,
but,
you know, there's
people
there's
will
other
bring
examples.
Him up.
Yeah.
If he finishes with three wins and he gets fired and they'll add the narrative. Robert Kraft made a decision on a trip to Israel 5 years earlier, and it was a decision everyone regretted.
It's true.
He'll be back.
Urban Meyer's another one.
Yeah, but that's a little different, too.
That was pretty bad.
That involved idiocy, and he was grinding that woman on at the bar and like didn't go back with his team. He did that stupid thing where he took part in a freaking wrestling pay-per-view or whatever.
I don't remember that.
Oh, my God.
I remember him and the girl in the bar, but I don't remember.
No, because they own AEW, the other wrestling promotion.
The cons own it. Okay.
The family that owns the Jaguars.
Right.
And they were in Jacksonville, and like two wrestlers like barge into his office, and he like hits one with a laptop. Like he was part of the show.
Wow.
Yeah, look it up, Brian. I'm telling you, it happened.
I don't remember that at all. All right. Well, there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We have odds and ends coming up right after this.